All right, so last night, I did not watch the Grammys live. I slingboxed them, woke up this morning, and watched the entire broadcast. And I'll be honest with you, I thoroughly enjoy the Grammys. I think they do a really good job of doing what the other shows don't, and that is putting the product out there, and the product is the music, and just letting it go. Do they come up with wacky collaborations? Yeah. Does it need to be done? Nah. Sometimes no. You know?
All the time, no.
Okay, Mike, you're a supporter of this award show, lest you forget. For some reason, just you had a bad one-hour experience, but for years now, you've been saying this is really well done.
That's because for years, it was well done, and it was pretty good. Last night, it wasn't.
So now, one time, it ruins everything.
No, it doesn't ruin everything. It's just one time, they didn't do it right. One night, it sucked.
I didn't mind it.
I thought it sucked, too. They had a couple of cool moments, I thought. But
well,
overall...
You come see Petty Theft, there's a chance that one night, we're going to suck.
I mean, Metallica...
More than one night.
Probably. What?
Like Metallica? With
and a piano player?
Jackie Chan playing piano?
It was a waste of time.
Yeah,
it was a total waste of time.
And how could those guys possibly sign off on that? You think Dragon Force would have signed off on it?
You could barely get that out.
A little difference between Dragon Force and Metallica.
What? What's the difference?
So the evening started off with Beyonce coming out there. She's bounced back quite well from her baby.
She beautiful.
Let's just throw that out there.
Bottom.
She seems to have, I don't know how, but I think she may have found like a trainer and maybe a chef or something.
She probably eats right.
Yeah.
Nah, she can't find those things. Who could?
Killer, crank this up, if you will.
Killer, you're not paying attention.
So she's doing this song. If I do say so myself, if I do say so myself, if I do say so myself. Hold up. And here comes Jay-Z. I like seeing them perform together.
Do you?
I do.
Good.
Maybe you can do a radio show with your wife someday.
I picture me and my wife doing something very similar. But in a rap, my wife singing R&B and me rapping.
That would be terrible.
I'll tell you what's funny. Jake, were you watching this?
No, Mavericks.
So she comes out, you know, she's dancing and putting on all the moves. Well, Jay's no dancer at all. He's got, like, no moves whatsoever.
So you're saying he's a black guy who can't dance?
Is that an accurate assessment? Or he doesn't try?
Most rappers, yeah, they don't really commit.
Yeah. I mean, it's, look, they rap. They got enough on their plate. So there's a time when they're singing, actually.
Boy, I can relate to that.
They're singing together, and there's some move, like, she's acting like she's riding on a surfboard, and she's getting all into it and sexy, and that bottom, that ass is dropping, and boom, pop, pop, pop.
Wow.
And there he is. He didn't even bend his knees. Like he's
hold it for a second.
What?
We need to bounce back from that.
What?
Ass is dropping. Boom, boom, bow, bow.
All right, continue
it's
your
like
story.
It's like a surf twerk. And so he feels like he has to do something, but he doesn't. Literally, he doesn't even bend his knees. He just kind of moves his hands around like, yeah, we're surfing. Look at us go. This is great. But it was cool to see them. They're in love, Mike. They love each other.
All right, for now.
They're in love.
For now.
You know what? He ain't doing any better than that.
Yeah, he can.
Nope. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he can.
I don't think so.
They both can. She clearly can.
Cause he's she not can.
A, he ain't a handsome
no,
fella.
He's tore up.
But he's rich, and he's Jay-Z, and he can.
Soon after... here comes the teenage sensation Lorde, and I will give her this. There was no lip syncing going on.
There'll be songs like Gold Teeth Breakers, stripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, dressing in a hotel room, we don't care.
do you not like this song? It's a great song.
Well, she not looks like she's been hit in the face with a shoe.
She's a badass, man. There are no two ways about it. She is a teenage girl badass.
This time next year, she will be gone.
You say that about everyone, and they all come back.
No,
they all come back.
You watch.
Eminem's 40.
Yeah.
Remember when Mike said he would disappear?
Yes, you did.
Like 20 years ago?
Okay. We'll see about this one.
Okay.
Well, you know what? You throw enough darts against the board, you may hit on one. But Mumford & Sons and this chick and Eminem... Dude, her next album will be so huge.
Yeah, by the time she gets it out, her peeps will have left her. And they'll listen to it and go, God, really?
Who do you think her peeps are?
Kids.
No, they're not. Mike.
Well, whoever they are.
They're adult. She's adult radio.
It doesn't matter.
She's alternative radio.
Yes, and those people leave you too. They have no loyalty, Corby. They follow trends. And by the time she puts another record out in the next 2 or 3 years, they'll have moved on.
Go someplace else for your sports talk.
Well, you really should today.
You're losing it. You clearly are losing it.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I'm exactly right about this.
No.
You will see.
Okay. We don't have enough recording equipment to tape all the times you've said this and been wrong.
Like when?
Every
time. This is terrible. And they'll be gone. They'll be gone in a year.
Okay, well, I'm issuing it again.
Okay. All right. The collaborations, I thought, were kind of interesting, kind of failed. This first one, I found interesting because you had Chicago and Robin Thicke.
As I was walking down the street one day.
Is that Robin Thicke singing?
No, it's Chicago.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Is that Robert Lamb?
Yes.
Wow.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Now it's cool, huh? Now the Grammys are awesome.
No, they're not either.
All right. There's Robin. Does anybody They did this. They moved on to this.
Ah, some of their classic catalog.
And then they moved on to... And that's Robert singing.
It sounds like this one had a chance.
Oh, so now it's cool, huh? Now it's cool. Everything sucked. That's what you just said.
No,
everything
sucked. I didn't say everything sucked. I just said most of it did.
Okay.
This sounds like one of the things that might have worked.
But then you dig up the CTA and all's right in the world, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Chicago. Yeah.
I've heard of them.
They'll dig anything out of the ditch.
The only way you can get Mike's ears to perk up is if they pair like Bruno Mars with Steppenwolf.
Yes, that's true. Hey, it's right. Wow, that's not bad. That's not bad.
That's not true.
Wait a minute, Katy Perry and REO Speedwagon?
That would be awful.
That is perfect, man. Now they're rolling.
I like her more than them.
One of the stranger collaborations was Keith Urban and Gary Clark Jr. Now, I know they both fancy... Well, they don't fancy themselves.
Why?
They are. They're guitar slingers. One clearly is. Gary Clark Jr. is, as Eric Clapton said, the reason that he wanted to play guitar again. Keith Urban is a country guitar slinger. So what do you do when you have the two of them together?
You play guitar.
You sling off. She had this nice, soft ballad. And then here we go. That's Keith playing. comes Gary. And then they're wanking together.
Oh, my God. This is guitar for the sake of guitar.
Exactly. But what are you else going to do with Gary Clark Jr.? You're going to collaborate with him? You're going to get him out there? And
I don't know. How about letting him do one of his own songs?
Not big enough.
Okay, then nuke the segment.
No, he's big enough for this. Yeah, it's way too much guitar. Yeah, where was that? Now, you did miss this one, and I think that you missed, maybe, Mike, the most passionate, inspirational duet of the evening with Pink. By the way, did you see what was she doing?
Tricks. What was, acrobatics.
The Cirque du Soleil stuff.
Yes.
It's the same thing she did last year.
Cirque du Soleil stuff?
She was, like, suspended from the ceiling with all these ropes and pulleys and levers. I mean, it was like, if you're going to do that, you might as well have sex, right? Those are sex.
I thought that's where those things applied.
So she gets out there, Mike, and she sings with. You've been having real bad dreams. Oh, you recognize this guy? So close
to me. No, who is it?
Hang on. Oh, it's nothing more than empty sheets between our love. Another guy you said would be gone in a year. And they won a Grammy for this, by the way.
Who is it?
You don't recognize that?
No. Torb from Fun.
Yeah, it's Fun.
Oh.
Yeah, remember when you said they'd be gone too?
They will.
Oh, okay.
They will.
Yeah, when they're dead?
No, it's not time for them yet.
What? You gave them a year. It's been a year. They just won a Grammy. Or he did.
Okay. We'll want to put out another record in a couple of years, and we'll see what kind of buzz they get.
Worst argument ever. Everybody's
it really is.
No, it's not.
Point, Michael,
don't you understand the cyclical nature of this thing?
Yes, of course
yes.
I do. But you say
but you're not
you
even want, giving them. You're giving them nothing.
Yes, I am.
Look, Mike, I'm giving them.
Okay, but I'm giving them 2 or 3 years here.
You gave them. Oh my God!
Everybody
what you're saying is you gave them a year last
yes,
year, and they won a Grammy this year, and you. Well, okay, well, add on another year.
Yeah, you keep
you're just
adding
like
it.
A little 4-year-old man.
No.
And I agree with you. Everything sucks.
Okay, well. Okay, well, give them to their next record, okay?
You did last give them, year!
They haven't put out a new record
oh,
since
good
then.
Oh, God.
Just this little twerp has.
All right. Well, he's the band.
Oh, man.
Everybody God, hates you it. Right now on Super Bowl.
I don't care.
They really do.
I don't care.
They really do.
Yes, they do hate me on Radio Row.
Because you're yelling.
I should stand up and take a bow.
All right. Go more.
Sorry, sir. I apologize, man. I'm sorry. I know I'm being very distractive here.
All right. Coming up next, what happens when you get 3 guys playing country guitar whose age adds up to 700 next? And you were bitching about the Grammys as having bad music. And you come back with this.
Nothing wrong with this. It's a great Rod Morgenstern. All right. Let's get back into this. What else drew your attention last night?
Well, a lot of things drew my attention. One of them being the introduction of Ringo Starr to the presentation. Because why not play it safe and get Ozzy to go up there and read off a teleprompter? Now, were you watching this?
No.
So here comes Black Sabbath. There's him, Ozzy, and what are the rest of their names?
You had Geezer Butler.
Geezer Butler and Tony Iommi or whatever
Tony
his name.
Tony Iommi and Geezer Butler and Ozzy were up there.
Where was Bill Ward in all this?
I don't know if he's even in the band anymore.
Is he dead?
No.
All they have to do is read 3 sentences off a teleprompter. But freaking Ozzy Osbourne, who if you do go see him, you are the biggest fool in the world, can't even get 1 sentence out because he's so jacked up.
For me, the greatest band ever will always be on my mind. It's called.
But the Beatles didn't really become.
He
what?
Exactly. all he had to say, for me, the greatest band ever was the Beatles. Yet, this is what came out of his mouth.
For me, the greatest band ever were... For me, the greatest band ever will always be on my mind. It's called...
But the Beatles didn't really become the Beatles until they found this man.
Thanks, Tony.
To perform photographs surrounded by some fab images from his fab book photograph, it's Ringo Starr!
I mean, dude, that passes as a human being.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It really, really is. I don't know. I don't even know what to say.
They got what they wanted. They got what they wanted. That's why they have him there. To get him to go out there and do something like that.
It's amazing.
You give everybody a big yuck.
It's amazing how lucid his mates are. And it show. And I'm sure it's not like those guys were Christian soldiers as far as
right.
the partying department. But it just shows you how hard Ozzy went back in the day. Because that
dude,
guy, he's brain dead. Brain dead.
He should be hooked up to a machine right now. Like, and yet he's announcing awards and stuff. And again, if you go see him, really, that's him. That's what you're seeing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, they introduce Ringo, and here's what you get.
I thought I'd make it the day you went away. But I can't make it till you come home again to stay.
It's like Ringo karaoke. Like, it's just terrible.
That sounds better than I thought it would.
I can't be used to living
here. The ticket's 25th.
What's that?
Rolling the clock back to me.
I hear that crying for you. I want you here to have a home.
All right, we get it.
Right. Is he still married to Barbara Bach?
Yeah.
Dude, she looked great last night.
A lot of work done, bruh.
Yeah, I had to have had a lot of work done, but it's paid off. She looks pretty damn good. Whoa.
It's all about the end game.
I'm sorry, what?
What game were you playing?
The end game.
Oh, that was that game you played in the 60s?
No, the end game.
We get it. Don't worry about it. Some people said there is no middle ground for what we're getting ready to hear. It was either the best part of the night or the worst part of the night. When you combined the rapping genius of one Kendrick Lamar and Imagine Dragons.
Okay, tonight is for everybody to understand me. I need y'all to recognize the plan B is to win your heart right here where we at the Grammys. My name is Kendrick Lamar. Words like a sword in the hands of a Spartan Compton. Bury me alive, bury me with pride, bury me with berries. That's what wins if you didn't cherry wine. Think you're very much, but tonight's my night and I'm very fine. Swinging for the fences, Barbary, keep drinking night on time. Everything in life subject to change. Change whip, change grind, change clothes. Change your beans right before I change my mind. I don't really know your business. Been in this since I was pregnant. Lego block, now you tell the world about me. Cross bitch, tattoo shots, on my shotgun. I got a pop one at the start. Gas the demon, I got a finish. That's the first rap for home bar. Fuck my word, I'll make my mark. When they start, they're my shoe off. When these boys get bad and day. In the end, they not playing no stars. Look at my eyes, tell me I died. Tell me I cried, look at my mind. Tell me you love it, tell me that I don't really care, get better than sun. Push it good like my enemies. Energy version of all my guns. Running up by the way, and it's even no amenity. I'm getting better with y'all.
He's so awesome. God, that guy's good, man.
I thought it was pretty cool. Because I don't like this song, and it made that song tolerable. Did you like that, Jake?
I did, man. I love that guy so much.
Did you see this live?
No.
I saw the video.
Yeah. No, the Imagine Dragons are, I don't know. They do nothing for me. But that song was actually made pretty cool. That was one of the collaborations that worked. One of the very few. Did you like Paul and Ringo together? Did you see that?
No.
You didn't? What did you see?
I liked how Ringo kept looking over to Abraham, the other drummer, because they had them both up there in tandem. And every time you'd hear, like, the camera never went to Paul McCartney's, you know, drummer.
Real drummer.
Yeah. It was always on Ringo, and you just see Ringo just kind of barely playing and all these awesome drum fills that were going on that
I know.
Dude was doing.
I guarantee you McCartney
was Abraham?
Like, yeah. McCartney's like, all right, I'll let you do it, but... my other guy's got to play. Yeah, you're going to be playing with him, and he's going to be doing everything that he does, which is kicking your ass.
Right, and playing great. It would have been worth watching the whole show just to see him.
Country music?
Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, country Chris Christopherson,
and Blake Shelton.
And Blake Shelton blew the doors off all these guys, you know, mainly because he's coherent.
Yes, and not high as hell. I guarantee you, Chris Christopherson was more baked than Kendrick Lamar.
Were you watching this?
No.
He didn't see any of it.
You didn't even watch, did you?
Yeah, I did.
What did you see, Metallica, and then you turned it off? That's really it?
Well, no, I didn't turn it off. I watched it till the end.
Okay, we're almost to the end. There's only like three more. So you saw three things, basically, and then you judged the entire performance on that.
Well, I'm judging it on what I hear.
No. You judged it before we even started this.
Stop fighting. It's not
you said it was all terrible.
It's like arguing with your wife. Just quit.
Well, yeah, it is all terrible.
Okay. All right, so they roll out this.
Willie Nelson and Chris Christopherson.
I love this song.
Great song.
I was a highwayman. Along the coast roads I did ride. Sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her bauble to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
The pedal steel player saved this entire thing. He's awesome.
This doesn't sound that bad.
No, Willie sounds good.
Just wait.
All right.
In the spring of 25, I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. When the sea I did abide.
Oh my God, they had to slow it down for him. Whoa. Whoa.
I've been aloft in the world of angels.
So wasted.
When the yard broke off, they said that I got killed.
All right.
But I'm living still.
All right. After he got the wheels on, that wasn't awful.
Man.
The fact that he had to get the wheels on, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, they had to slow down because the words were too fast for him.
I know.
Well, for an old guy, though, doesn't Chris look great?
He looks awesome.
I love that man.
The only guy that's been on the hard line, too, out of everybody up there. We ruined him.
And then they rolled out Merle.
Then here comes Merle.
Hang
on.
Shelton. We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn no draft cards down on Main Street. We like living right and being free.
Now listen to how good Blake Shelton sounds compared to all of them.
We don't make no party out of loving.
He's half their age, too.
We like
holding
hands and pitching wood. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy. Like the hippies out in San Francisco do.
So you had that, and
it was cool to see them all up there.
It was,
and nowhere near as bad as you advertised.
And dude, the Christopherson moment, In the
okay, but once they pulled it together, he was okay.
Yeah. No, I thought it was good. And then they did "Mama, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys."
Sounds beat down.
Yeah. And Willie didn't care. And he was singing too fast and just being Willie. They didn't know whose turn it was to sing.
It was
a total disaster.
Singing on top of each other and looking around and not even playing their
practice,
instruments.
Man. They
did you
practice.
See Stevie Wonder play with Daft Punk?
No.
Again, what did you see?
Couldn't they give Stevie something a little more important to do? I mean, what was that, like a speaking spell he was playing?
Yeah.
What was that thing?
Speaking spell. It was definitely the moment of the night. The only moment where everyone was going crazy.
Come on, Steve. Has no ribbon.
This is the best song of the year, too.
Keeps on giving. What is this I'm feeling? Yeah. That gives me my baby. I got
come on, yo.
The bass player is crushing it.
So is Niall. Then they show the robots.
Literally doing anything? They're just standing there.
I don't know. We're hearing it may not even have been them. But they panned to the crowd and everyone.
They saying freak out there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did a little freak out
all
version.
Right.
Yeah, it was
for
real.
Nile Rodgers.
Yes,
yeah.
It was very, very. I thought it was my favorite moment of the night.
My favorite was the end.
When it actually ended?
Yeah, yeah. When you had Nine Inch Nails and Queens of the Stone Age. That
oh,
was
yeah.
Cool.
That was cool.
But they were rolling credits the whole time. It's like they didn't even get to really perform.
And they do that, too. What did you think of the marriage? Were you watching the marriage thing?
Oh, God.
The gay marriage thing?
How gay.
that's what it was.
God almighty.
It's about tolerance, Mike. They were promoting tolerance. And
60s Mike. Leave and be.
Holy, man.
So just put it on TV and throw it in front of everybody, huh?
Then Colonel Sanders' Madonna came out and blessed everybody.
Man, she's seen better days.
Yeah, she sure has.
Golly.
That's the number one hot babe of all time there.
You didn't like this?
I love this.
Are you aware of what, this is Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day.
Yeah.
Are you aware of his album with Norah Jones, the Everly Brothers album?
Yes, I am.
You should get it. It's very good.
I need to listen to it.
This is Billy Joe and Miranda Lambert with a tribute to Phil Everly.
And Everly's family was there.
That was cool.
We got to go.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, it's time.
Damn it. We can't even play the joke. Well, I'll do it in Community Quick Hits.
There was a joke?
From Paul Williams. A really funny one.